Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to The Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Victoria Gardens Plant Nursery and Garden Center on Route 213 in Rosendale, victoriagardens.biz, Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York, a gardener's destination for over 60 years. Open year-round, visit them at storiesnursery.com, and the Phantom Gardener, sustainable and organic garden solutions on Route 9 in Rhinebeck and at thephantomgardener.com. And yes, it is beyond time to get to your local independent garden center and nursery because they are hopping and they have great stuff. And I always say the best thing about shopping at a local garden center or several is that everybody's really good at certain things, and they will sell you plants that are going to make it, and they will tell you how to plant them and take care of them so they will make it, and you're just not going to get that anywhere else. So, you know, some year I'm going to get together with a big bus and we're going to go on a tour to all of them.
That sounds like fun.
But
definitely.
Yeah, I have learned so much from the garden show because everybody has a passion.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful to get to see that passion. So the Phantom is having their Earth Day celebration Saturday the 25th. Beekeeping specials on plants, tree seedlings, landscaping for bees and butterflies, info booths, gardening advice. I mean, just like all kinds of things. A hot dog, vegetarian or regular, a nursery grounds prowl, which at 9:15, you got to be there at 9:15 to find out what's really happening with the tree.
That's right. 9:15. And then they'll walk you right to that landscaping for birds and butterflies class with actually a wonderful customer of ours who's also an educator and has worked in the library system for many years, Wendy Tremper Wallerton, master gardener and wonderful woman. And so she's going to talk all about native plants and other things you can do to invite birds and butterflies into the garden. So that'll be at 10 a.m. And I'm really excited to have Wendy here to do that. She's a wonderful woman and gardener, and it's exciting to have her join us that day.
And it's such a great time to learn about that because planting those things, you mentioned columbines earlier, a wonderful
yes.
native,
yeah.
You know, get them in the ground now. Get your Virginia bluebells in the ground now. Get those things in now, you know, while they'll still bloom for you.
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
know, and find out what they are. And then, you know, to be able to find out what they are this early in the season, great thing.
Yes, definitely.
So what are you up to, Juge?
Oh my goodness. Well, lots of veggies, lots of herbs. So setting the greenhouse up with all those cold weather crops, they're all here. And we're already starting to get into some of the other things like beans and, you know, that kind of stuff. But if you're looking to plant kale and Brussels and Swiss chard and beets and arugula and lettuces and spinach, like all that stuff, you can do it now from seed and or starts. So, you know, we carry only certified organic veggie starts and herbs. We have a gorgeous selection already. It's so fun walking into the greenhouse right now because the herbs and the veggies are gorgeous on their own. But we also use that space this time of year for a lot of our annuals that are coming in. So tons of geraniums and petunias and dahlias and tarinia and all sorts of pretty things in bloom. Outside, we have our pansies and our more cool weather annuals like alyssum and snapdragons and that kind of stuff.
You know, alyssum is a really fascinating plant because it really is early and it just doesn't look like a plant that would be that cold tolerant.
True, it's got a real delicate kind of fairy look to it. It's
Great
so
fragrance.
pretty. It smells so good. And you know, it helps attract whitefly and aphids. So it's a really cool thing to plant around tomatoes and peppers and things like that that sometimes get, attacked by that. Add a bunch of alyssum around. Nasturtiums are great too. We know about the marigolds, but alyssum is a really good little workhorse helping combat some of those bugs.
Wow. Yeah, I've become a fan of alyssum over the years. It seems like such a plebeian, plant, but it's just, and there's some great colors too.
Oh, there are. Yeah, shades of purples and even like a yellowish color and pinks and violets.
It
It's
used to be just
stunning.
white.
Right. Yeah, lucky to find some purple. But now there's like three shades of purple and pinks and all sorts of stuff.
And they look great all planted together, I think. Like a just a mosaic of all these different the mix, just sort of. But yeah, this is surprisingly it's a surprising plant. And
Tougher than you think.
forget-me-nots, another great early.
They're beautiful. Beautiful, that blue. Oh,
And they spread so well. I mean,
they
if you're
do.
Looking for a ground cover, I can't say enough for it. If you plant two of them, every year you'll have more and more and more and more, and then you'll have this wonderful sea of blue.
Yes. I have that with woodland phlox too, which takes some
Ooh.
shade, and it's a gorgeous shade of blue. And it's really starting to spread for me. That's actually one you can get in those little 1 quart sizes I was talking about.
Oh
We've got
yeah.
it in blue and pink this year.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that's a
Nice.
great one too.
Yeah, the ground covers, like I don't know, pennyroyal and just
Or like sweet woodruff. Oh, I
oh, I
love that
love
one
sweet woodruff.
too.
Oh my
The
God.
scent, the shape of those little leaves.
And I make May wine with that. You take
Oh.
it, so just get a bottle of Riesling or several and go out to your sweet woodruff patch, because that makes such a nice patch. I
It
mean,
does,
it's just,
right?
oh, I have actually a patch that has that in it, and it has like three or four other things that are just like low, like Epimedium.
I love Epimedium.
And just this mix of stuff is the most romantic little thing, and no weeds can get through it. So it's like
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
of my favorite little parts of my garden is,
Oh, I bet.
and it's got the Canadian ginger in it, and just like it's all just sort of really happy,
Oh.
going there together. But yeah, so take your bottle of Riesling and go out and cut like eight sprigs of sweet woodruff. Open up the bottle, put them in there, let it sit for like a week, and then drink it. And it's one, oh, it's the original May wine.
Wow. I had no idea.
Oh, it's really great. It's so
Neat.
crispy because Riesling is such a crispy wine.
Yes.
It's just like, oh, yeah, you'll love it.
Oh, that's so cool. Neat.
Make your own, brewski
The
at home.
May wine.
So, speaking of herbs, Juge,
Yeah.
I think, because you don't have anything else to do, you are the queen of doing st outdoor pots. And I think you should do some herb pots, some, that
Yeah.
people could just buy a pot that has like tarragon, thyme,
Yeah.
a couple, one of the oreganos. It's just like those herbs are so cool.
Yeah, you're right. I know. I hope I can find time to do that or to kind of delegate to somebody because There's so many people that do. They just want a pot with some of that in it. So.
Yeah, like three or four herbs is just like, oh my gosh. And some of them overwinter really, really, really well. So,
True.
I got my thyme's gonna come back, my tarragon,
Aragon. Yeah.
just like,
Yeah.
and they're all in pots, and it's just a cool thing. Wait, we're gonna take a quick break. George Clausen is here from the Phantom Gardener in Rhinebeck, and they are having Earth Day. Well, no, they're not having Earth Day. They are celebrating Earth Day, Saturday the 25th, April. So we're gonna go to break. Garden Show and Home is brought to you by North Elm Home Furniture, Accents, and Mattresses, and great, great chairs and stuff for the outdoors on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, northelmhome.com. Limber Tree Services, the Hudson Valley's professional arborists, limbertree.com, and SCR Fence, design and installation of gates and fences for your home, farm, or business. For service commitment and reliability, visit scrfence.com. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.